Today, in the fight, I'm answering this fucking question again, and I can't believe I'm answering this question again, and this probably is going to be the last time I answer this question, because I've done God knows how many videos and podcasts answering this question. Like, seriously, guys, pay attention, all right? I'm going to answer the question, how the hell do you guys get work? And I'm going to share the three best ways to get new clients right now for your business. Let's go. All right, that was a lively introduction because, quite honestly, this is a topic I'm sick and tired of talking about because I'm like, are you guys even paying attention? All right, and even if you're not listening to this show, if this is the first time you've listened to this show, okay, I'm not necessarily talking to you, but I kind of am, because if you're like, well, how do I get more work? How do I get the phone to ring? Business is slowed down. Where do you guys find customers? You know, first of all, there's a thing called Google, all right? There are books, there are podcasts, and the amount of laziness I see in contractors and lack of implementation on this shit is staggering to me. So on one point, I'm like, God, like, are you even trying? Are you trying to fuck your life up and go broke running your business? All right. I don't think you guys are paying attention. You can tell I'm a little feisty about this today. All right. See, problem is you're all focused on the craft of the business. You're focused on the saw blades and the type of wood. Ooh, we're going to use some Ipe, and oh, what kind of paint, and oh, you know, this caulk is better. Okay, all that shit's important, but God bless America. Can you spend like a quarter of your time that you obsess on the craft and the trade and the tools and the products? Can you spend a quarter of that time obsessing about being a better business owner and learning how to market and sell your business? Let's just agree to do that, all right? Now, if you want to move faster and be on the free shit, because we put out more free shit than everybody, you could comb through this and take a few weeks to figure it all out. Or you want to move faster, grab our marketing bootcamp. If you really want to be a student of this, head to thecontractorfight.com/marketing-boot-camp. It will be in the description below. All right, so let's get to these three things. Three best ways to get new clients for your contracting business. Number one, my friends, you got to be visible. They can't hire you if they don't know you exist. All right? Build your fucking brand. All right? Invest in some company identity, like a real, don't do your own fucking logo. Okay? Is what basically what I'm saying. And your sister, as great as she is, or your wife's cousin who just got, you know, she got a new program on her computer and she had an art class once, she's probably not the person that should do this for you. She'd actually hire a professional company that designs logos based on the right fonts and colors and things like that to send the right message. There should be questionnaires about who your ideal client is, and all those things should be brought down to a great company identity, okay? That should be on your signs and your cards and your company shirts and uniforms. Guys, that's low-hanging fruit, all right? But most of you just ain't visible. People don't know you exist. Because like I said before, you're focused on the project. You get a job and then you just focus on the job and you come home and you're like, I'm tired. And then you blow off the shit that you should be doing to write blog posts and do, you know, influencer emails and social media posts and all this. And you make every fucking excuse in the book for why you can't do it. And then you wonder why your damn phone isn't ringing. All right. You wonder why you're living the same year over and over and over of being broke, being stressed out, looking at your bank account going, wow, it's really big. And then, oh shit, I wasn't marketing. And now it's got anorexia. Okay. Like an anorexic bank account is not good. You want an obese one. Okay. This is the only time obesity is a good thing, is your bank account. And you can't build an obese bank account unless you are visible as a company. At The Contractor Fight, our goal is to change the contracting industry for the better. And we know that the best way to do that is by educating one contractor at a time. It's why we put out so much valuable free content on our YouTube channel, podcast, and in our free Facebook group. Today, I want to invite you to join us on Facebook, where our 11,000 strong contractor community is working to build better businesses and charge what they're worth. You'll find a place to connect with other contractors, share tips and ideas, and enjoy free live training and Q&As with myself and other Fight coaches. Join us by visiting thecontractorfight.com/Facebook
and help us with our mission to bring respect and dignity back to the trades. Oh, and hey, if you are already a member of the group, I challenge you to invite another contractor friend to join us. Send them the link, thecontractorfight.com/Facebook, or invite them in Facebook. Super appreciate you guys. I'm out.
So, be visible, build your brand. Number two, bitches, be a magnet. Create content daily. Yes, I said daily, especially if you're one of the schmucks out there right now that's like, my phone isn't ringing in 3 months. Okay, well, what the fuck else are you doing with your time? Like, seriously, you're watching Pornhub, fucking Netflix. You got plenty of time to go play in your flag football league and fucking fantasy football and have beers with your buddy. But you're like, I don't have time to create content. You're full of shit. All right. Get off your fucking ass and do it. It's not important to you, which is why you're not doing it. The necessity isn't high enough for you. Apparently the pain needs to get a little greater for you. All right. How's this for a wake up call? If you don't do this, you're saying fuck you to your family. You're saying fuck you to your future. All right. Create content. Content creation elevates you with expert status. It positions you as an expert in the world, in your trade. And you create content by answering the most common questions that are out there. And the more questions that you answer that are common to the people that they're searching for online, the more you show up, the more relevant you are, the more magnetic you are. They come to you. All right? I don't know why y'all don't get this. And you make this out to be way harder than it needs to be. Guys, creating content for the most part costs no money either. And even if you suck writing, you can still record shit on your phone, answer these questions, and send it to your cousin who has a journalism degree. All right? Or maybe you have somebody in your family that would work on the cheap for you. All right? If you're broke. Most of you ain't broke, though. Most of you are just not spending your money wisely. So you can hire somebody to write it for you and transcribe it and actually make it work well or whatever. So don't give me any excuses about how you can't do this, all right? So I want to be super clear. Go to Google right now, all right? And type in how much does, then type in whatever your thing is, okay? How much does it cost to build a deck? How much does it cost to remodel a bathroom? How much does it cost to paint a room, okay? Just something on the pricing of the thing you do. And here's the deal, guys. If you don't show up in the organic search in Google on the first page, then you need to write the fucking article. Because what's showing up are third-party lead gen sites that you all bitch about, how they're scamming people and all this other shit, but you're not doing a damn thing about it to get off your own ass and create your own content. I guarantee you, most of you that type shit in, you're going to see Angie's List. You're going to see Home Advisor. You're going to see BobVila.com and HomeWise and everything under the sun except local contractors once you get down past the ads. And then even the ads that come up for those search terms, if you were to click on one of those local ads for your contractors, they're not answering the fucking question that was typed into Google anyway. It's just taking them to their homepage. There is so much opportunity there. All right. So write it. So how much does it cost to remodel a bathroom? Boom. You should be showing up. All right. Then go other search terms or other questions around remodeling a bathroom. Like, what's the best tile for a bathroom floor? Google it. Are you coming up? No. Write the fucking article. How long does it take to remodel a bathroom? Google it. Are you coming up? No. Write the article. That's how you become a magnet. Number three, I feel like I talk about this daily. You have to hunt. Last I checked, the elk doesn't knock on the bow hunter's door at 4 a.m. and say, I'm here, stick an arrow in me. All right. You actually have to go out and find it. All right. But y'all are most of you are lazy and full of excuses. Let me say it again for the people in the back. Most of you are lazy and full of excuses. You have every I don't know what to say. I don't know where to go. Well, I'll tell you what, if your balls were on fire, seriously, if they were literally on fire and I said they'll be extinguished as soon as you find one company to call or reach out to or a prospect to hunt, you'd probably find a prospect in about 7 seconds. Because your necessity would be through the roof, all right? Terrible analogy, but you probably got the point, all right? There's always a way to win. And if you're not out there hunting, if you're not out figuring out what to say, it's trial and error. I used to go knock on doors and I'd fumble through shit And I go, well, that didn't work. And then the next door I'd knock on or the next company I'd prospect to, I'd try a different approach. I'd be like, hey, I'd have a little more success with that. See, a lot of you aren't willing to go take your lumps in this whole prospecting business development thing. Because again, now ideally, we're really visible. We're a magnetic company. But until you've built your brand, created enough content and stuff, you have to go out and hunt. You can't just sit back and wait for shit to come to you. And even when you do build a business, like shit, the contractor fight today is a very visible and magnetic company. Yet I spend time every day hunting, okay? Because I believe that salespeople, their job is to hunt and kill and bring the meat back home to the village. You don't sit there and wait for the game to come to you. It's about building relationships. It's about sending DMs to people that you don't know yet or that you want to build a relationship. Guys, take on that hunter mentality. All right. Learn to be a magnet, be visible and build your brand, be everywhere, volunteer for things, sponsor things in your area, join a committee that helps, you know, a local food bank or something. Do something to add value to your community and your business will grow. All right. Here's the thing. Until you take this seriously, you're going to continue to whine about not having enough work. All right. And like I said before, I may never answer this fucking question again because I'm tired of having this conversation every damn time I turn the microphone on. I mean, I don't know how many different ways I need to say this. So either you ain't ever heard this before or you heard it and you just think I'm joking. Okay. Like, oh, he's not really serious. That's stupid. No way. Okay. So pay attention to this shit. And if you want to move faster, grab our marketing bootcamp where I go in depth on a lot of these things. Okay. Go to thecontractorfight.com/marketing-boot-camp. It'll be in the description. I appreciate you guys. I care about you. I want you to win, but for God's sake, start fucking paying attention and implementing shit. All right. You guys rock. I got to roll. Don't forget to subscribe, share, all that other bullshit. Let's get out of here.